is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be talking about Emma's
Top three favorite series.
Yes.
And three favorite standalones. One of them, I'm going to give you a heads up. One of them is going to be a series, but there's only one book out right now.
Okay.
So.
All right. So top three series and top three standalones.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to guess them before we start.
Yeah.
But what are you currently reading?
I am currently reading The Art of Catching Feelings by Alicia Thompson. I'm like halfway through. It's pretty good.
What is the, like, how many ratings is there? Do you know?
Oh, I can go on Goodreads and look. So there's 11,600
Okay, so
ratings and then like 2,500 reviews.
2,500?
So it's not like a super, super popular book.
No, that's cool.
It's kind of, that's why I picked it up. Well, the cover was really pretty. And I looked at the Goodreads and it was just kind of, there wasn't a ton. So I kind of liked that.
How many stars is it rated?
3.74 average.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think like romance books, if they have at least a 3.5.
Yeah.
Because I don't read a lot of romance books higher.
Me neither.
Than 3.5.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I enjoy them, but they just end up being 3.5.
Yeah.
Like Emily Henry.
Yeah.
Every book is 3.5, but I love her so much.
I read a lot of romance books like 3.5 or 4, depending. Sometimes 3, depending, but yeah.
I feel like romance is better when it is fantasy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I just realized that about myself.
Yep.
Okay, I honestly am currently reading Rose and Chains, and I've only read 12 pages in 6 days.
Maybe you should restart it.
I'm going to restart it because I moved this past weekend and literally just finished unpacking 2 days ago, and now I'm just organizing, and I want to separate work from reading. I want to be able to fully relax and read my book. And today the baby is at daycare and I'm gonna relax and read my book.
There you go.
I'm gonna report back and see how many pages I can read today.
Yeah, text me.
I will. Yeah, so do we want to get started with your top three?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do your series first or your standalones?
Let's do series first.
Okay, I am gonna guess.
Okay.
No particular order.
Yeah.
Top three series is The Daisy Hates, Magnolia Parks. Top two, or not in order, but next one is Powerless, and then Throne of Glass.
Well, you got them. I think because I talk about it so often.
Yeah.
But
those are also recent changes. Throne of Glass has been like forever.
Yes.
And Daisy Hates and all them are like.
Yeah. So the Magnolia Park series, that's like a newer. I started reading it, I think, in May. And I've kind of spaced them out because it's kind of a brain rot book. And I didn't want to read like five brain rot books in a row. But I'm obsessed. I think about them like every day. It's so, yeah. I think about the Throne of Glass series like every day. And then I'm obsessed with the Powerless series. So yeah.
Okay, so tell us about Magnolia Parks. Like, what is the plot, characters?
It is, well, so the Magnolia Parks books, you get, it's a dual POV of Magnolia and BJ. And basically it's like high society London. Everyone is super rich. And it's, they are so toxic. It's kind of like, oh, you slept with this girl, so I'm going to go and like do this. And then he gets mad at her for doing that. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to go sleep with another girl to make her mad. And like, they just are constantly making each other mad, but they love each other and they want to be together, but they don't know how to be together. And it's so good. And then the Daisy books are, you get Daisy Hates, Julian Hates, and then Christian Hemmes. I don't really know how to say his last name, but you get their POVs. And it's kind of the same thing, but Christian and Julian, they do illegal things. So there's like more risk during the Daisy books. It's more like high stakes, and Daisy's just like super, super cool. So I love Daisy's books and I love Julian. But Magnolia and BJ, they go through a lot. There's like a lot of trauma. And that's what makes it like so good too, because the characters are actually very deep. Even though at first you don't think so, they are. And like, yeah.
When you talk about Magnolia Parks, it reminds me of like the Binding 13
It
series.
kind of is, but Magnolia Parks, it's like on another level. Because Jess's writing also is just, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like art. Binding 13 is like the high school version of it,
Yeah,
for
that makes
sure.
me so excited to read it.
It's so good. My aunt just read it. She gave it the first book 4 stars, and the first book is the worst. Yeah. Magnolia Parks, because it's kind of, you're just like, what's going on? Like, what? And then as you keep reading, you're like, oh, this is why they're the way that they are.
Do you feel like the characters are like unrelatable because they are in high society?
Honestly, no, because it's like basically like the human experience. And like Jessa writes, she like did an interview, I think with, oh, I don't remember, but she was like, I am Magnolia. Like Magnolia was me without like the like clothes references, because Magnolia's thing is like saying exactly what you're wearing, what brand it is, what style it is. Like some people get annoyed by that, but I like it because I like to look up what they're wearing.
Like the imagery, that's cool.
Well, she's like, you're wearing a white, or you're wearing like Prada, this, and this. And I don't know, it's kind of cool to like look up. But they're actually just like, besides that, they're kind of relatable. Like, I don't do the things they do, but I feel like they're just kind of like rowdy 20-year-olds.
That's fun.
So
Sound like, do you think it could be a good rom-com, or is it too
it's not funny. Well, like
like
sometimes I laugh.
okay.
And I wouldn't really classify it as a romance either. It's like a fiction, like it's just fiction.
A coming of age maybe, but they're 20 something.
There's definitely like character growth for sure. I don't know. You just have to read it. It's so good.
So is it based off of like real life experiences that Jessa Hastings had? Is that what she meant by I Am Magnolia? Wow. That's
No,
so
probably not
exciting.
all of it. Probably not all of it is like real life, but I think Magnolia stems from her.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to read it. And then like when you say that she writes so poetically, that I want to eat it up. I'm so
It
excited.
is, I feel like I'm like in their brains. So it's different than any first person POV you've ever read.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And you say read that one first before her other books?
Yeah, because I've heard there's Easter eggs and like conditions of will. Time of Your Life is a 90s version of like Magnolia Parks, but it's like a little bit different. So, but I want to read them. Like, I want to read Magnolia Parks, then I'm going to read Never, then Conditions of Will, then Time of Your Life. So,
Wow. I can't wait.
I have them all. I just need to read
Did
them.
she write Magnolia Parks first?
Yeah, so she wrote like Magnolia Parks and Daisy Hates, I think. She wrote them like years ago at the same time. I think she wrote them first. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe Never was first, but she didn't publish it till later.
Yeah, I do think that. I think
But I
it
don't
seems
know.
older. Like it didn't hit off as well, but now that everyone loves her, now it's hitting off. You know what I
Maybe.
mean?
I don't know, but I love Jessa Hastings,
I
so.
can't
She's
wait.
like one of the only authors I follow on Instagram. I follow like three authors.
That's so funny. Who do you follow?
I follow her, Lauren Roberts, and Lynn
Oh,
Painter.
yeah. I follow Kristen Hannah
Okay.
because she had the movie announcement, so I followed her. And then
Yeah. I need to follow more authors.
I know. I feel like
I
I
just
need.
don't. Like, I need to follow Emily Henry.
Oh yeah, I follow Emily Henry.
I need to follow Sarah J. Moss. I need to follow Rebecca Yarros. I just don't. I don't know why.
I follow Rebecca Yarros.
I saw that announcement of ACOTAR 6.
Oh, I know. I
I was
know.
like,
And then it said
well,
like one and two or something.
people think it's multiple
I know.
scripts.
Or, and then other people also think that it's she wrote it one way and then she wrote it a second way.
Oh,
Like,
maybe.
so.
We'll see.
Oh, I follow Abby Jimenez as well.
I'm gonna go follow them like right now.
So you don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, tell us about Powerless.
Oh, what is there to tell? It's so
What
good.
is it about? What genre?
Well, it's like YA fantasy, romanticy. I mean, you know what it's about. You read
I know, but tell our readers
Well,
or our listeners.
I bet they already know. There's like powers. Some girl from the slums. She's an ordinary.
No
There's a
powers.
lot of yearning.
Oh, yeah. And no smut.
Yeah, there's no smut because
Queen.
it's YA. There's like, obviously, there's like details, but it's not like it's closed door.
Yeah.
There's not anything like inappropriate,
Yeah.
which I appreciate.
Definitely. Because she was like 18 when she wrote it. So she didn't need to be talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's an awesome writer. I'll read anything she writes.
Then she's got a book release in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Fearful.
Yeah.
So excited. Took off work.
I know you then. That's
I'm
crazy.
so excited.
But that's a Friday, right?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's after Labor Day.
Okay, let's go together.
So I have Monday off because of Labor
Yeah.
Day, and then I took Tuesday off.
Wow. Are you going anywhere for Labor Day?
No.
Okay. You just have an extra day. That's funny.
Yep.
Let's go together. You're going to Barnes and Noble?
I'm
Okay.
gonna be there right when it opens, girl.
What is that, 10 a.m.?
Think so.
Okay. Can't wait. Okay, Powerless. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
It's like
It's like enemies
enemies
to
to
lovers
lovers
to
to
enemies to
enemies lovers.
lovers. It's so
Oh my
good. Oh, it
gosh.
has every single trope I love. Forced proximity, one
Yeah.
bed,
And then
tend to your wounds.
it's almost like star-crossed lovers too.
Yeah.
Almost. Oh, for a second there.
No.
That was too tight. So close.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. I didn't love Fear, like, I loved Powerless. Reckless didn't hit right. The end of it was great. And then Fearless was like mid. And then I don't know if I'm gonna like Fearful because I didn't like Fearless as much. But Fearful might make me change my mind on Fearless, so I need to reread Fearless
Have you read
after.
Powerful?
Not yet.
You need to. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
Okay,
And
I
it's really
know.
quick. It's like
Oh,
200 pages.
okay, maybe I'll read Rose and Chains next and then I'll read Powerful so
Yeah.
then I can read Fearful.
Yeah.
I like that. Powerless, Reckless, Fearless, Powerful, Fearful.
Yeah.
So good. And then you know what? I want a novella on the King Edric, the dad. Like why the trials began and because his wife, you know. I don't want to spoil details, but his first wife, you know? Yeah, interesting
Well,
stuff.
I mean, I gave every book
Chicky.
5 stars.
Five
So,
stars? That's crazy.
I think I gave Powerful like four and a half or something, but like I'm just obsessed with the whole series,
Yeah.
so I'm a little partial. I'm a little
You
partial.
are. We always talk about it too.
I know.
All right. Throne of Glass. This is a series I have not read.
So good.
It's a huge commitment.
It is, but it's a time that you will never forget.
It's probably a 3,000-page series.
Probably.
Because that last book is 900
I
alone.
read it like a month and a half last summer.
Did you read back to back? Wow, girl. Did you feel like weighed down? Like I'm stuck in this
No, I was
series?
like, I cannot wait to read the next book.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So
So what do we have? Like you follow a girl, right?
she's an assassin.
Oh.
And there's fae and
Okay.
humans. And the first book, Throne of Glass, is like trial based, kind of, to be the king's assassin. So she's in it with like other people.
Oh, so she's competing to be like the head assassin?
Yeah, but like she's an assassin before that.
Wow.
I read Assassin's Blade first, and
Yeah.
I loved reading it first. I
Okay.
know people say they love reading it third. I liked getting all the background information first and then going into Throne of Glass because I understood it a lot better. Because you're not confused.
So what order did you read it?
Assassin's Blade, Throne of Glass, and like so on.
Is it Crown of Midnight, Empire of Storms?
No, it's Crown of Midnight, Heir of Fire, or Queen of I don't know, honestly.
Let's look it up so we can tell the listeners.
But I know Empire of Storms, Tower of Dawn, Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah. And then I hear, okay, let's tell the order and then I'll say that. Okay, Assassin's Blade, Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, Heir of Fire, Queen of Shadows, Empire of Storms, Tower of Dawn, Kingdom of Ash. And then I also hear that people buddy read Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn
Yeah, you can.
because they happen at the same time.
They happen at the same time, but if you don't tandem read them, it's fine too. Like I didn't
Yeah.
tandem read and I loved both of them. Empire of Storms and Kingdom of Ash are my like two favorite books in the series. Tower of Dawn, it was a little slow at times, but the character that it's about, I feel like you like need that book.
Okay. Is there any overlap with ACOTAR?
So in Kingdom of Ash, there's like a little glimpse of ACOTAR, but basically they're separate. They're in the same universe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I heard that it's like different worlds, like Earth and Mars, and then Jupiter, and each one is like ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, and then Crescent City, but they exist at the same time in the same universe. Is that right? Okay. That's so fun.
Yeah, I've seen like time frames, like people talking about it, but yeah, in Kingdom of Ash, you get like a glimpse of ACOTAR and Crescent City, and like my mom missed it. Like I asked her about it, and she was like, "Oh, I don't remember," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, mom, pay attention." But yeah, I think it's just cool because you like see it like has like two sentences.
Have you read Crescent City?
No, I'm scared, but I'm going to.
Okay,
They're
can we
just
read
so
it
big.
together?
They're just so big.
I know.
And they're like, there's like phones in it. It's like,
Oh yeah, I've heard it's like a technological like world.
yeah. So we'll see.
Let's read it
Here it's
together.
spicier.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Bummer. Okay.
I'm still gonna read it because
Yeah.
I feel like I have to read all of her series.
Yeah. Do you think she's got a new series coming, or do you think she's gonna
I think
do?
she's gonna finish ACOTAR and Crescent City because Crescent City isn't done.
Yeah. But do you think she'll. Sorry, go ahead.
She better finish those before she introduces another
I
one.
know,
I
right?
hope so, at least.
And do you think she would continue doing series or standalones?
Probably series. But I don't know.
I would rather standalones, maybe. It's a
I love a
huge
good
commitment.
series. I love a good
But she
series.
can't be good at everything.
Yes, she can. That's Sarah J. Maas.
So funny. Okay.
Should we get to my
We
standalones?
should get to your standalones.
This was really hard to pick because a lot of my favorite books are in series. So, like, I was gonna put Serpent in the Wings of Night, but that's a series. So I wanted to like strictly do standalones.
And then if the rest of the series is not out yet, you're counting it as a
Yeah,
standalone.
because the series isn't out yet.
Okay, you want me to guess?
Yeah, I want you to guess.
Okay, I have five.
Okay.
I thought you might throw me some curveballs, so I can't guess them. So,
I want to know your curveballs.
okay.
Are they like in your top five or no?
They are.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, my five, I'll tell you my curveballs after, are The Women, Silver Lee, Funny Story, The Only One Left, and The Do-Over.
Okay.
And I think your curveballs for me would have been The Women and The Only One Left.
Okay, you got one right.
Okay. All right. That's crazy. One out
You,
of
which one do
five.
you think you got right?
Top three standalones? Silverleaf. Because it's not, the rest of the series isn't out yet. That's not it?
No, you got Funny Story right.
Oh my
I
gosh.
love Funny Story.
I know you do.
It's so good.
Okay, well, don't tell us.
Okay, so, well, funny story.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Emily Henry. I love the like fake dating trope. That kind of leads to my next two.
Okay, wait, tell us about funny story.
So I forget her name.
Yeah.
I forget all of the people's
I
names.
know.
But basically, she was engaged and they broke up, right?
He like left her for a girl
He left her for a
who was in a
girl.
relationship with another guy.
Oh,
It was his
it's
best friend.
no. So the girl and her fiance
Yeah.
were engaged. He cheated or he broke up with her to get, his name was Miles, the main guy. Miles' girlfriend.
Yeah, and she was his lifelong best friend.
Yes, yeah.
And they always said, we have no feelings for each other.
Yeah. And so, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so confusing for, just look up the synopsis. It's so good. Fake dating. It's actually really funny. Like
She's a.
I laughed out loud
Yeah.
multiple
Oh,
times.
for sure. More than 10 times, probably.
I know you didn't like it because Miles smokes weed,
Yeah.
but he stops. So good for
Yeah.
him.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
But she's a librarian, and I love
Yeah, she is. I am like, ooh, should I be a librarian?
that. Yeah, and then they, and like, it goes into her job as a librarian. It's not just she is a librarian.
Yep.
Like, we experience her day-to-day life, and I love her best friend at work.
Yes.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah, I loved that book. It was so
The
good.
setting of that book, I will say, is like one of the top settings that I've experienced. Like the winery, and didn't they
The
do like
like
weekly things together?
yeah,
They
and they
met up
went
on
to like that
Sundays
lemonade place, lemonade
in the
stand.
market, and they
Yeah.
all know him by name. That is a
Yes.
really good book. Maybe I need to read it 4 stars. I just fixed it. Four
Yeah.
stars.
It was so good. Loved it. Okay, my next one. You said the do-over.
Yeah.
I
That's a different
chose
one.
betting on you
Well,
'cause that's fake dating.
okay. And Do Over is the Valentine's one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The do-over's good, but betting on you is my favorite Lynn Painter book.
Wow.
It's really close to Made for Each Other. I love that one as well.
Okay. What is Betting on You about?
Betting on you. These teenagers, they start a job at the same place, and I forget why they start fake dating, but they start fake dating, and then they fall for each other. And
Of course.
I just love a fake dating
Yeah.
trope.
So are they like 16 or 18?
Think they're like 17 or 18.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just Lynn Painter is so easy to read. I just recently read Made for Each Other, which is one of her like adult books.
Oh, that's good.
And that was a fake dating trope as well. But Betting on You, I feel like was one of my first books I read that had fake dating in it, and I think that sparked my love for fake dating. And yeah, it's really good. I don't remember a lot of details from it, but the feeling it gave me, I loved it.
That's so funny. Made for Each Other just came out in July,
Yeah.
and it only has 10,000 ratings. Not a lot of people have read it.
What just came out?
Yeah. Better
Hasn't
than
it's
what?
only been out for a month.
Yeah.
10,000 people.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so. Better Than the Movies has almost 700,000 ratings.
Yeah, 'cause that's been out for a while.
She's very well loved.
Yes, I love Lynn Painter.
And she's Closed Door, right?
Yeah.
That's
Well,
cool.
some of her adult books aren't.
Oh, okay. Made for Each Other is not.
I don't remember. No, I think I just skipped a few pages. But her YA stuff is,
Okay,
yeah.
that's cool. And she is one of your favorite like romance authors.
Yeah.
Who would you say is like your favorite?
I don't know. My top three, like I'm not counting Jessa Hastings because I don't really consider her romance. But like Emily Henry, Abby Jimenez, and then Lynn Painter are my top three like romance authors.
Yeah, I
I
think
don't know if I could like put them in order.
I've only really read multiples of Emily
Oh.
Henry and Abby Jimenez.
I also love Sarah Adams.
Yeah.
I've only read two books by Sarah Adams, but I ate them up.
I'm probably gonna like it. I would say avoid Tessa Bailey. Ugh.
Tessa Bailey,
No
Tessa
offense
Bailey.
if you like her
What
so.
book?
It Happened One Summer, Hook, Line, and Sinker. She has other stuff too. But yeah, inappropriate. I was looking at Magnolia Parks to see what genre it classifies itself as, and it doesn't say.
Well, like Jessa will say, like, it doesn't fit into like any one category. She's like, it's not romance. I think it mainly fits into fiction.
Yeah, it says contemporary romance and fiction.
Yeah.
What are they? What is contemporary romance?
I don't know, honestly.
Let's look that up. Okay. It says it's characterized by its setting in the modern era, generally post 1945, and
Oh,
it
okay.
focuses, that's a big
I
age,
know.
like
It's like
that's
every
70 years
romance
ago,
book.
80 years ago. And it focuses on the realistic portrayal of romantic relationships in current contemporary society.
Okay. Yeah, that fits. That fits a lot of books.
It's the inclusion of happily ever after or happily for now. So, like, they get together, but they don't get married and have a baby, I think.
But it said happily ever after.
Yeah, it
So it
has
could be
that.
both.
Yeah.
It's like
Interesting.
every romance book.
Yeah, I know. I'm
Yeah.
like, for the last 100 years.
Okay,
Okay.
you want to know my last one?
Yes.
Rose and Chains.
I had that on my list, and I was like, no way she would pick that one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a series then?
It's gonna be a series, yeah.
Oh, ugh, okay.
Fake dating,
Really? I
fantasy.
didn't know it was fake dating.
Kind of, yeah.
OMG.
Like, kind of. But I think I love it because the character is so kind of like morally gray, and you don't know what he's thinking. And I'm like, oh, I just love that.
I have met in my 12 pages that I've read, I've met one boy that she like went on walks with or something.
Yeah.
Is it him? Okay, I didn't think so. He was
No.
too obvious. We're gonna meet him soon.
Yeah, but I don't know. I loved it. There were some like slower parts, but that's like kind of every book you read. But I love the magic system of it, the mind magic versus heart magic.
Yeah, that's unique.
I just love like the kind of the darker elements of it too. I like the kind of flashbacks.
Yes, it started off with the flashback, I think.
But yeah, I can't wait for you to read it
I
and
had it
finish
on my
it.
list
Yeah,
as
it's
top
good.
three, and I
It's
took it
good.
off.
It's
Dang
good.
it.
I almost said Shield of Sparrows, because I love that one as well.
Yeah, I thought about that too. And I'm surprised you didn't say Silver Elite.
I was thinking Silver Elite, but
It's gonna be a series.
it is gonna be a series. I just felt like the I loved it. Like I ate it up in like a day and a half, I feel like. But the main male character, he was just kind of mid. He was just like, there wasn't a lot of like depth to him. But this other guy in Rose and Chains, you don't like get his POV and you don't really know a lot about him, but I don't know, there's something about him. And it's in third person, which I hate, but it's okay.
Rose and Chains.
It's in third person.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I hate third person POV. And the book I'm reading right now is in third person.
Oh.
But you know, it is what it is. So I'd rather
Cool.
have first person.
That's so cool.
But yeah, I love Rose and Chains. So good.
I can't wait to read it.
I know it's probably not like a lot of people's like I know it has like good ratings. But I loved it
Yeah.
personally.
It has 4.25 stars,
Yeah, I think
23,000 ratings.
I gave it 4.5 stars. It was good. But yeah, those were my top three favorite series and then top three standalone slash beginning of series.
And for book club book of the month, we are doing Rose and Chains.
Yes.
So catch up with me, and next week we will be recording our episode for Rose and Chains, and that'll be out September 2nd. So get to reading if you haven't yet. And I also did not give my three favorite series and three standalones because I don't think I read enough series to make like my stake,
Yeah.
like my claim. I've only read like Hunger Games. I've read three books of ACOTAR. I read all of Powerless. haven't read many duologies.
Because there's not a lot. I want to
Yeah.
read One Dark Window,
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'll do that in the fall for
Yeah.
sure.
What is Prison Healer trilogy? Is it done? Okay.
It
And
was good. It
then.
wasn't like, it's not anything revolutionary. But it's closed door. It's like YA, so.
Yeah. I need to read Once Upon a Broken Heart,
Yes, you
Caraval,
do.
Fourth Wing.
Yes. Throne of
I
Glass.
want to finish Lightlark. Even though everyone hates it, I did not. It was pretty
Girl,
good. You need to read
read it.
it. Read it.
I do. I'll probably read it in
Did
the
I give
fall.
you the extra copy? What did, oh, I sold it at freaking half price.
Girl,
I'm
rude.
so
No, I'm kidding.
sorry. Did I? I think I did. Oh, man. All right. What else do I need to read? Oh, I need to read Good Girl, Bad Blood, or The Good Girl's Guide to Murder, that series. And that's the last one I have on my physical TBR. But that's a
You have
lot.
a lot of books. We're looking at them right now.
Yeah, we are. We're staring at them. We got one, two, three, four, five, six series left. And then
Girl.
you can hear my opinion on my three favorite series and
Yes.
standalones.
And Serpent in the Wings at Night, I think you would like. It's so
Oh.
good.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and stay tuned for my top three favorite series and
Yep.
standalones. I'll let you know when I get through six or seven series.
Woo.
That's
You
overwhelming. But yeah,
got
thanks
it.
for tuning in and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.